Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this past Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent, we had as part of our readings a passage from the first letter of St. Peter, which contains a very interesting line. Obviously, as so many of the writers in sacred scripture, the author of the first letter of Peter was concerned about the questions that he had been asked about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that many of the questions came from those early Christians who wondered why the Lord seemed to delay in coming. I think a fair representative of the group probably thought that they would see his second coming in their own lifetime. And Peter, I think working with this expectation of the immediate return, had to remind the early Christians of something that Jesus said, that we do not know the day or the hour, that this is entirely up to our Heavenly Father, that day of the Lord. But in talking about this, Peter has this marvelous line: "Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day." Now, he goes on to explain that when we talk about the Lord's delay, it is not as we think of delay. But he said, the Lord is coming in the Lord's own time, when he has decided that this is what the Bible calls the fullness of time. But that line about one day like a thousand years and a thousand years like one day touches upon a very interesting question, and that is, what is the meaning of time? How do we experience it? What does it mean when we talk about time passing or the time in the future? It is a very serious philosophical problem, and thinkers have been dealing with it for, I should think, almost 1,000 or 2,000 years. But more precisely, what St. Peter is raising is not only the meaning of time, but the relationship of the time that we experience with eternity. Of course, with God and with purely spiritual beings such as angels, there is no time. Time is part of the material creation, that as God created the world and gave life to the plants, the animals, gave meaning to this created order, and then created man and woman, at the same time, he created time. And time is part of our material reality, that the whole of our lives are living in an experience of time past, time present, and time future. But with God, there is only simply an eternal moment. There is no past or future. Now, it is very difficult to understand how, in fact, eternity is then related to the time in which we live, the time that we experience. And it is important both to remember this fact And to try to grasp, as imperfectly as we can, the meaning of eternity, of an everlasting moment. But the reality is that we live in time, and it is here that our salvation is being worked out. But with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we are inaugurated into the kingdom of God, we will be inaugurated into that present and everlasting moment. Now, how do we make sense of this? But when you really think about it, we live in time. We experience the passing of time. We hope that this time will continue. But in a sense, the only thing we truly possess solidly, in spite of the fact that it passes quite quickly, is the present moment. We possess the past in memory. We are touched by the future in hope and expectation. But it is this present moment that is truly ours. Now, of course, even the experience of the passing of time varies a lot with our experience of it. For some, especially the young, time cannot move fast enough. They want to be on with it. They see a future. They have certain expectations, certain plans, and they want them. For others, time moves too fast. For those who wish to accomplish a particular thing, it seems that time does not leave you enough movement, enough room in which to accomplish that which you want. But living always between the past in memory and the unknown future we face with hope and expectation, we do have a present moment. And what I think St. Peter is trying to tell the early Christians is, in fact, if we try to work with eternity, how God operates within our time, we have to remember that time is something that is part of human experience. But with God, all that time is already being subsumed into the eternity, which is God. But it is important for us because in the present moment, we are in connection with the eternity of God. God is present to every one of our present moments. That eternity is part of us. And if we tried to stop time in the presence that we have, we might touch a little upon eternity. But St. Peter wants us not only to remember how, in fact, eternity relates to the time in which we live, but also to realize the preciousness of time and the fact that it is in our presence, no matter how fleeting it seems to us, that we are called to make some fundamental decisions, how we shape our lives, how we recognize the Lord Jesus, how we understand our relationship with God. It is in these present moments that we make those decisions. And if St. Peter tells the Christians that what we might consider delay is not what God considers delay, but still we are not to delay. We are not to put off to a hopeful future what, in fact, in this present moment, we can do. That explains a lot of the urgency that we heard from St. John the Baptist. Now is the time. Now is it that you hear the word of God. Now make that decision. Be converted. And this is why St. Peter said that although we may have difficulty grasping the relationship of eternity to our time, we should always realize that no matter how that is worked out, we are always to be prepared. God's eternity is present in every moment of our lives. And as we continue our celebration of the season of Advent, it might be good to remember that this is a time, this is the present moments given to us, to sense the nearness of God, to take the opportunity for conversion and preparation of soul and mind. So when that moment of our life is struck ultimately by the second coming of Jesus Christ and God's eternity becomes a part of our everlasting existence, we shall be ready. Use the time wisely. Think of the past in memory, sometimes with regret, sometimes with gratitude. Use it as a source of wisdom. But understand the reality of our present moment as a true gift. Use it wisely. And then we can face the future with great hope and great peace.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.